says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women
can't starve them out. These old boys raised on shotgun. Nope. Can't make them run. Hey, thank you for joining the rest of the old boys here at the Trump Phenomenon and gals here on April 12th, Easter 2020. Happy Easter, everybody. And Donald Trump said he was looking for maybe we'd round the corner at Easter. And he nailed it. That's exactly what's happening, you could say, today or yesterday or tomorrow, but call it Easter. We got over the hill here on Easter. And this is a live show. This is our two-hour Sunday spectacular. You're welcome to call in at 800-313-9443. This show is hosted by the Republic Broadcasting Network in their fabulous headquarters in Round Rock, Texas. And that's where you want to send your support, ladies and gentlemen. They're working here on Easter. So show your appreciation for Patriot Radio. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and you'll see various ways that you can send in support. Please do it. The news is excellent, and I was just talking with a friend in California. I'm here in North Dakota, and let me tell you, in North Dakota, there's no lockdown, there's no shutdown. Everybody's doing everything they've always done. Traffic is normal. Crowds in the store are normal. Somebody walking around with a mask on their face is weird. And we're just fine. We're not sick. People aren't dying. The kids are out of school. They're loving that. Boy, they just, thank you, Governor. My boy is a homeschooler, so he's home anyway, but my daughter, she got out of high school. So, you know, kids love that. And what else is there? There are probably, some restaurants are not seating people right now, but you can get anything you want for carry out at the restaurants, and they'll deliver. So I think Amtrak's running. I think the other night I thought I heard the Amtrak train whistle in the night. They shut down the Acela, the Amtrak from New York to Washington. I've never been on that particular train. So anyway, I was talking with a friend in California. California is shut down. I grew up in California. I can't believe it. The beach at Santa Monica is closed. The parking lots are locked off. in order to go. I just talked with a friend. I'm not making it up. To go outside, you have to wear a mask. In Santa Monica? Santa Monica? Sea breeze, Santa Monica? Air coming in off the Pacific? Its last landfall was Hawaii? Or maybe Japan? And you have to wear a mask? Folks, this is sick. This is hysterical. This is mass hysteria. It gets worse. My friend said, well, I just came home from the store, the food store. There are X's on the ground. He didn't say whether they were painted or tape. Actually, it was she. Said she had to stand on an X. Talk about regimentation. Talk about medical dictatorship. She had to stand on an X and wait to be told that she could now enter the store. Then, at checkout, she started to put her merchandise on the belt, but was told, no, stop. We have to sanitize the belt. Between each customer, the belt is sanitized. You have got to be kidding. But no, it's actually happening. Folks, this is pure, unadulterated BS. Total BS. Brainwashing, mind control, medical dictatorship. Bill Gates on steroids. Now, let's look at some of the things I said. You know, I'm not a know-it-all. I don't know everything that's going to happen. But at the beginning of this, I said, "You guess what, folks? We're all being hosed." Okay, well, now I predicted we would be hosed. We were being hosed. They just turned the hose on. Well, we're all real wet right now. We've been hosed continuously. Let's look at the, again, allowing for the fact that there's all kinds of BS and lying in this Johns Hopkins chart. And by the way, we've seen enough of these professionals, these authorities on our TV set from this very same Johns Hopkins feeding, shoveling BS at us. I just watched some this morning on Fox, on this puke Chris Wallace's show. Chris Wallace hates Donald Trump. Chris Wallace belongs on CNN, along with Neil Cavuto belongs on CNN. Fox is plagued. Lachlan Murdoch, the son of Rupert Murdoch, has put all kinds of pukes on Fox. And Lachlan Murdoch is probably a puke, probably hates Donald Trump, probably loved Hillary Clinton, probably loved Barack Obama, and dreams of the day when he doesn't have to have Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Jeanine Pirro and Laura Ingraham and Lou Dobbs and Mark Levin. And I left one off. You know, one that's very good is not Brett Baer. Brett Baer's not that good. He's pretty bad, actually. Who's Jesse Waters? Jesse Waters is pretty good. Maybe real good. Maybe I have to up that. And I ought to issue a scorecard. And I think I just issued all the people that on my report card would get A's, all those people I just mentioned. But I'll tell you, I'd give some nice big fat F's to Neil Cavuto and Chris Wallace. You know, to tell you how bad it is, I have found myself, when I'm having to watch either Neil Cavuto or Chris Wallace, I have found myself actually clicking over, you're not going to believe this, because it would be less painful, I've actually clicked over to CNN. Yeah, that's saying a lot. That's right. That's saying a lot. Before I would actually throw up on my own clothes, I had to get off of anything to get off of Chris Wallace or Neil Cavuto. It's easier to watch an enemy who announces right up front, I'm your enemy. Hello, I'm your enemy. It's harder to watch somebody like Chris Wallace or Neil Cavuto who pretends to be patriotic. They don't pretend that hard, but anyway. So going to the Johns Hopkins website, where we know they're lying, we already know, and you know, you're going to see me repeatedly use the principle in science. It only takes one black swan to disprove the theory that all swans are white. I'll say it again. It only takes one black swan to disprove the theory that all swans are white. So I don't have to come up with, you know, in every country, I need to have the top scientific advisor to the top health minister tell me that their numbers are lying, lying, stinking, lying. I don't have to have that. I just need one black swan. And I have that black swan in Italy. Dr. Walter Ricciardi, top scientific advisor to the top health minister, the health minister of the nation of Italy. And he has informed us that after a thorough study of their statistics that they have been reporting, only 12% of the reported coronavirus, or we call it Chinese flu deaths, or Kung flu to you, only 12% of the Kung flu deaths are actually Kung flu deaths. The other 88% are, we say, the usual, the diseases of old age. Pneumonia. How many of you had a member of your family, very, very old, in their 80s, 90s? And do you remember hearing what the death certificate said for that relative? You're not going to have very many deaths in your family before you hear the word pneumonia. Very, very, it might be the most common. COPD, various other diseases. That's the 88%. But they're being counted as Chinese flu, corona, COVID. How do you like that? COVID, COVID-19. Doesn't that sound authoritative and official? COVID-19. Ooh, 007, COVID-19. Nah, no, it's the Chinese Kung flu. That's what it is. Oh, that's racist. Oh, let's see. So when we had the Hong Kong flu, I guess we were all racist. When we had the Asian flu, I guess we were all racist. When we had the German measles, I guess we were all racist. And others. Very common to identify the source of the Spanish flu. Oh, in 1918, very racist. And I heard of one of the reasons it was called the Spanish flu. A new reason I found out this weekend. The King of Spain died. The King of Spain died. So that attached to the name Spain. Anyway, so looking at these numbers, okay, let's click on the U.S. We are told, see, now let's look on the Italian number. The Italian number, 19,000, I'll round them off to 1,000 here. 20,000 people have died in Italy. Now, we know from the health minister's top scientific advisor, only 12% of those are actual coronavirus deaths. So what's 12% of 20,000? That would be, well, that would be 2,000. 2,200 deaths. Those are actually the coronavirus Chinese flu deaths. And, oh, because I don't need to have every health minister. I know the same pattern, the same practices among the professional public health, social justice warrior, Bill Gates-funded crowd around the world. It's all the same people. This is one of the things that's really struck me in this flu panic, is how compliant and how docile the so-called professionals of medicine are. Just a few people with some guts like Dr. Ron Paul, who just the other day called Anthony Fauci a fraud. That's strong language coming from a fellow doctor. You're a fraud, Anthony Fauci. And Ron Paul said, that's what we need to hear. He said, if Donald Trump can't fire him, we need to fire him. We, the public, need to fire his ass. And the way to fire his ass is to start calling him a fraud. You're a fraud, Fauci. And we don't like the way your mother dresses you. Only a few like Ron Paul. And I like what Ron Paul said in that very same Liberty Report video. He identified Donald Trump. He says, Now we have a leader. Those were good words to hear from Ron Paul. To all of us who were up to our eyeballs in the Ron Paul revolution in 2008 and 2012. So let's go to the U.S. numbers. We are told 21,000 people have died in the United States. Well, actually, we do have a source, several sources, telling us that the same fraud is going on in our death totals. I give you Scott, Dr. Scott, what was his last name? Was it Jensen of Minnesota, who said he's being told to overreport deaths as corona deaths, to report anything. This is the actual CDC guideline. Yeah, that's another term for political correctness, guideline. We're just giving you a guideline, doctors. Yeah. Step outside that guideline and hey, your career is over. You're not going anywhere. Your advancement is over. No faculty appointments for you. No referrals to or from you. Better stick inside those guidelines, boys and girls, from Dr. Fraud Fauci. The guideline says, from the CDC, this BS organization that should be just cleaned out. Start over. Find some real professionals with integrity. And that basically applies to the whole damn government, really, with just a few exceptions. That's the problem Donald Trump has had. He came in as one guy with a beautiful wife and a handsome son. That's all he had when he walked into the White House. He didn't come in with he didn't have backup in the State Department or the Justice Department or backup in the Interior Department or Veterans Affairs or Housing and Urban Development. He doesn't have any backup at all in there. He's got the deep state lined up around the block in every department. And he's got to work against these guys. If he pays a little attention over here, he spends an hour trying to fix a mess here. Meanwhile, the other 100 departments are screwing him over in their areas. Then he turns to another department, and then the one he was just working on starts screwing him over. One man can't do it. Don't blame Donald Trump. What he has done has been Herculean. Huge. This doctor, I have to call him Dr. Scott because I forgot his last name, but he was just on, I think, Laura Ingraham reporting he's been told to lie. The CDC standard is if it's possible to suspect that the dead patient could have had coronavirus. That's reported as dying of coronavirus. Man, folks, that's pure BS. You're getting hosed. We'll be right back.
In the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Hey! Just like you, boys and girls. And, you know, Bill Gates doesn't want us to have a place to do our thing. He wants us to live in a medical dictatorship. And let's hope Bill Gates is standing there with his pants down around his ankles. And all the rest of the medical dictatorship people are that way right now, because this isn't working out the way they... This is pretty sick. These people are hoping for mass death. They're very disappointed. Yes, I'm reading their minds. That's correct. But I think I've got it right. I think they're quite disappointed that the death toll is so low. Folks, this flu epidemic is below average for any typical year. We are right now at 21,000 deaths. That's the average in recent decades is between 27,000 to 70,000 in any given year. We're not even up to the bottom number yet. And we're already over the hill. And by the way, Donald Trump said by Easter, this thing will be getting better. Guess what, folks? It's Easter, and today is the first day it got better. Nailed it. The Orange Man nailed it. And I'll give you another one, not only for the U.S., this is the number of new cases. Number of new cases. Today went down. It went down 20% in the U.S. Guess where else it went down? The whole world. The whole world total, 135,000 new cases yesterday, 110,000 today, down 20%. You nailed it, Mr. President. Easter Sunday, it got better in the U.S. Easter Sunday, it got better in the whole world. And all you pukes out there like Jim Acosta who hate Donald Trump, stick that in your pipe and smoke it, Acosta. The president got it right again, just as he got it right on hydroxychloroquine and so many other things, where his genius towers over your puny, addled pea brain. Jim Acosta, your thinking abilities are very much like those of your candidate, Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe. You got your man. That's your man, Joe Biden. He is the appropriate leader. And in fact, Nancy Pelosi is an appropriate leader for you, Jim Acosta, and crying Chuck Schumer. Schumer, Pelosi, and Biden. Those are the people that you should be. You should all be together. May you all continue together. I don't want to see any of you jump ship. Please continue on, you left wingers. And it's too much to ask for you to leave us right wingers alone. You can't abide that. You can't stand that somebody actually can think independently, that they don't want to. And you've tried every kind of dictatorship. Now, this is a new one, folks. It's lurking there all these years. We've felt it. We've sensed it. How did Ray Bradbury say it? It was a phrase that he used in one of his great books. I actually got to meet Ray Bradbury. And I got an autographed copy of almost all of his books. What was that phrase he used? Wicked this way comes. Something wicked this way comes. Something wicked this way comes. We've all felt that something wicked coming our way. Well, it's here. This dictatorship, this medical dictatorship, hysteria generated by disease, real or otherwise, and in this case, otherwise. They would like to. These people want us to die. If they could generate a disease that would kill us off, they would do it. I'm sure they actually are working on it. That Wuhan bio warfare laboratory from which this particular virus may have escaped, that bears looking into, does it not? The doctors there who were assiduously working for decades, they've been extracting viruses from bats. And they have hundreds and thousands of different strains of viruses from bats. What would it take for them to, one of them to get infected accidentally, even, and then go out into Wuhan? By the way, that bioweapons lab in Wuhan is, I believe, 250 yards away from the wet market where we were told this thing originally. Two football fields away. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst.
Yes, we are the ones who need
Let
it the worst.
The rest of the world.
We're back, folks. Let me give you some more encouraging news. Let us count the ways. We've been using the Belgium versus Sweden, compare and contrast, for all you college students out there. This is our compare and contrast question that you will never be asked at any American college unless you're going to Hillsdale or Liberty University. Other than those two, forget about it. You're not going to be asked this question at Yale, Harvard, Princeton, UCLA, Cal, University of Washington, Dallas, Texas. No, nobody's going to ask you these questions. University of Minnesota, they're not going to ask these questions. Compare and contrast the Chinese flu trajectory and public behavior in Belgium versus Sweden. You're not going to be asked that question. Why? Because in Sweden, now, by the way, let me preface this. I saw yesterday one of these pukes from the IMHE, which is one of these alphabet soup, Bill Gates funded medical dictatorship institutes with thousands of overpaid, underqualified character-free toadies, opportunists, people who will do or say anything for a buck from Bill Gates, people with no conscience whatsoever. One of these people, lying through his teeth, said Sweden, which remember we pointed out, Sweden has no lockdown. It's not like Santa Monica, California, where I grew up, where the beaches are empty, where you have to wear a mask outdoors. You know where the wind comes from in Santa Monica? Right off the Pacific Ocean. You can't breathe that air. People overpay for homes on that beach by a factor of about 10 or more. I know people whose dinky homes are valued, well, before this crash, were valued at over $2 million. Here in North Dakota, they wouldn't be worth $100,000. And why are they overvalued? That ocean air is one reason. That beach, that water, that ocean. In Sweden, they don't have a lockdown. In Belgium, they have a total lockdown. So the IMHE guy said Sweden is about to have a coronavirus catastrophe. Mass death will descend upon Sweden. It is going to be horrible. In Sweden, they're going to be dying as never before because they're not wearing masks. They're touching each other. The children are in the parks playing and shouting and jumping off of the slides. And the old people are in the parks playing checkers. And people are visiting their grandmothers. And people are having birthday parties. And they're walking on the streets and holding hands. Oh, my God, they're going to die in Sweden. Well, this SOB said that they're going to... You know what's going on in Sweden, folks? They're not dying. They're not sick. The children are playing. And guess what? But he said Sweden's going to have a... Just lying, making it up. Okay, I'll give you the facts off of this puke's own website. This guy was a Johns Hopkins liar. Off of his own website, the new cases in Sweden went down in the last 24 hours by 35%. Remember Belgium? Donald Trump called it on Easter. It's going to be the turning point. Guess where the turning point is in Belgium? Today, Belgium, even Belgium went down 20%, just like the world, just like the U.S. Sweden, however, went down more, 35%. Oh, wait, they're not wearing masks. How can that? They're not standing on their X. Get on your X. And in Sweden, the total number of deaths is what? Now, remember this. Remember how you're supposed to do your compare and contrast in your puke-ridden left-wing colleges and universities, boys and girls, which I'll tell you what, one good thing that came out of this is they closed your schools. That's good. And unfortunately, that won't continue. If only your schools could remain shut down permanently. And all of those puke left-wing professors fired permanently. And we would do better by just simply going to the little schoolhouse on the prairie and self-educating. We'd learn a whole lot more. I mean, even in engineering, even in computer science, even in medicine, we could do better. You can't do worse than these clowns in your universities, these overpaid people getting $250,000 salaries. And by the way, while your school is closed down, they're still getting those salaries, mind you. You know that, right? There's no interruption to their salaries at university of fill in the blank. But we now, Belgium, compare and contrast, population 11 million. Sweden, population 11 million. Standard of living, same in both countries. Ethnicity, demographics, same in both countries. Apples to apples. But in Belgium, which is locked down, 3,600 dead people. according to Johns Hopkins. In Sweden, 900, exactly one quarter. Exactly one quarter. You lying SOB at the IMHE, which is the something Internet Institute for Medical something statistics. I'll look it up in a second. It's an alphabet soup designed to keep you confused, designed to be names you can't possibly remember. And that's the dictatorship of the academia, the dictatorship of the bureaucrats, the administrators, unelected, and they view the elected people like Donald Trump as a headache that they have to overcome at any cost. So here we have it. Sweden, unlike the guy said they're going into a catastrophe, they're recovering. They have one quarter of the deaths, and their recovery rate is faster than Belgium. Explain that, fraud Fauci. Explain that, fraud Deborah Birx. Please get these people off of these press conferences. Let's get some people like Dr. Knut Witkowski, who at Rockefeller University, much more qualified than fraud Fauci or fraud Birx. Knut Witkowski, who was unfortunately, but let's bring him back. Let's put him on the stage. He was the head of biostatistics, the head of epidemiology at a pure research school, Rockefeller University, where real science gets done. Dr. Birx, you're not a scientist. And you're really stretching it to even call yourself a doctor. And Fauci, you're a criminal. You're responsible for 20, put in your own number, trillion dollars of life damage to Americans. You're responsible for killing businesses, which is going to kill people. People who've lost their life's work, you don't think they're going to go into depression, drugs, booze, family disruption, poverty, hunger, repossession, losing their car, losing their house? You know how many people, how much health damage you've caused, you phony doctor? You're a phony doctor. You're like these so-called doctors that used to give people mercury. You called yourself a doctor and you gave somebody, you killed your patient with mercury. Or you called yourself a doctor and you killed your patient with bloodletting. There are still that kind of, air quotes, doctors out there. Yes, there are real doctors that we all love and appreciate, but they are scattered amongst these frauds who, unfortunately, as you know, a basic principle of science, this is taught, what, in Science 101, isn't it, when it's taught properly? Turds rise to the top. That's a basic principle of science. Turds float to the top. There are various explanations for why that happens, but science is about observation. Notice those bobbing, floating things on top of the CDC and floating on top of the National Institutes of Health and floating on tops of the various Gates foundations. Yes, those are all turds that you see floating in the punch bowl. So, you can see part of it. This guy Fauci, I know this is part of the humor element of the show. I read part of his bio. The guy must be 4'10" in height. And I'm nothing against that. Some of my best friends are short. Members of my family are short. Even very short. I'm nothing against short people. But I'm kind of talking about a psychological trait here of turds that float to the top of the punch bowl. This 4'10" guy insisted on being the captain of a sports team at his high school. He insisted on being the captain. There's got to be something in psychological work at work here. if you are innerly driven to be the captain of the basketball team. I don't know why he didn't choose volleyball. Maybe they didn't have a volleyball team. You can't be the captain of a basketball team if you're 5 feet tall. Unless you're a little whacked out. And so anyway, see, that's called compensation, maybe. Compensation. Maybe Fauci's getting even with the rest of us. And prescribing, well, and notice, by the way, interesting, you know, when I call these people fake doctors, when you, they prescribe for you the death of your economy. Stand on your X. Zig Heil. Don't touch the conveyor until we've sanitized the conveyor. Get your mask on. Get your mask on, young lady. But then when something that actually works comes along, and of course that is nothing, that is nobody. Dr. Witkowski will tell you, watch his, I'm going to play some of it before the show's over. I'm going to play a little of Dr. Knut Witkowski, who knows what the hell he's talking about. And he'll explain how viruses come and go. And they go by herd immunity, which is built up by what? By the kids at school catching the flu every year, taking it home to their families. We all develop, some of us get a sniffle, a cold, a fever, a cough. Some of us don't feel any symptoms at all. Some of us feel a little weird for a few days. And yes, that was the flu going through you. And we have herd immunity and it's over. You effectively killed the virus. Okay? That's the way it's worked for all of time. Thousands of years. I'll have Witkowski tell you that in a moment. Okay. Now, let's go to, let me see if I have him up here. Let's listen to Knut Witkowski. Maybe I have him right here. Yeah, here he is. Okay. Now just listen closely. Let me read you a little bit about his qualifications so that you understand this guy has no problem going toe-to-toe on the basketball court or off with the pipsqueak Anthony Fauci. Knut M. Witkowski. Who is Knut Witkowski? He is among the many, even many hundreds of epidemiologists and other medical research professionals whose expertise was not consulted in the frenzied weeks in which the American political class at all levels chose panic and shutdown over rationality and rights. I'm reading this on the website of the American Institute for Economic Research. And the writer is Edward Peter Stringham. Dateline April 6. That's good writing, folks. Consider his bio. Dr. Witkowski received his PhD in computer science from the University of Stuttgart and his SCD in medical biometry from the Eberhard Karls University Tübingen, both in Germany. He worked for 15 years with Klaus Dietz, a leading epidemiologist who coined the term reproduction number on the epidemiology of HIV before heading for 20 years the Department of Biostatistics, Epidemiology, and Research Design at the Rockefeller University, New York City. Dr. Witkowski is currently the CEO of Asdera LLC, a company discovering novel treatments for complex diseases from data of genome-wide association studies. His work has been widely cited in the technical and medical literature, so try to understand his frustration with everything going on around him. A lifetime of work toward understanding diseases and their spread, and he has to watch all this, and I'm going to insert my own word, bullshit. I inserted that, folks. Unfold in the most brutal way that contradicts everything he knows and has tried to teach. Now, listen to his interview. This is Dr. Knut Witkowski. Let me wind it back a little. Here he goes. Coming up.
If you could just tell us your name and a little bit about your background.
My name is Knut Witkowski. I was at the Rockefeller University for 20 years, head of the Department of Biostatistics, Epidemiology, and Research Design. And before that, I worked for 15 years with Klaus Dietz, one of the leading epidemiologists.
Okay, there we go. You'll be hearing him again right after this break. You're going to love it. Come right back. We'll see you. Like the show.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Hey, we're back, folks. And now I'm going to pick up the video, audio, from where we left off. The voice you're hearing is that of Knut Witkowski, who's being interviewed by a scientific reporter. Let me find it again. Here it is. So let's pick up. You'll hear this German, I presume, accent, possibly Polish. I don't know his nationality, Knut Witkowski, but You can't see his picture, a very handsome guy. His beard is almost as good looking as mine, very similar cut. And his age, I don't know his age, but he is one sharp individual. Here he is.
In the world, in the German town of Tübingen at the Eberhard Karls University.
You gave recommendations for how best to deal with COVID-19. Could you just describe what you wrote?
As with every respiratory disease, we should protect the elderly and fragile, because when they get pneumonia, they have a high risk of dying of the pneumonia. So that is one of the key issues that we should keep in mind. On the other hand, children do very well with these diseases. They're evolutionarily designed to be exposed to all sorts of viruses during their lifetime. And so they should keep going to school and infecting each other. And that contributes to herd immunity, which means after about 4 weeks, at the most, the elderly people could start joining their family, because then the virus would have been extinguished.
Now, folks, he just summarized the whole ball of wax right there. We are evolutionarily designed that our young do not die or even get seriously ill from flu viruses. The old have a problem because pneumonia is hard on them, and viruses can lead to pneumonia. Nothing new here. It's been going on for thousands, tens of thousands of years. He explained the whole thing. It's a four-week phenomenon.
You mentioned in the piece that, in fact, you think containment would prolong the duration of the virus.
Yes.
Can you talk about that?
With all respiratory diseases, the only thing that stops the disease is herd immunity.
The only thing that stops the disease with all respiratory diseases is herd immunity. Now, this is one of the world's great authorities, medical authorities, scientists. Very clear, not some diseases, all respiratory disease. The only thing that stops all of them is herd immunity. And all the things that Fauci is doing and Birx defeat herd immunity. Locking yourself up in your bathroom, putting on a mask and a hazmat suit, slathering yourself in alcohol and some other chemical, and then make sure you're cramming towels under the door is defeating herd immunity, making you sicker. And the disease lasts longer. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late-night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.